Let's enter into our chapter number 10. In a previous chapter, we learned how to maintain the four important statements called hotel balance sheet, hotel income statement, hotel cash flow statement, and hotel equity statement. Once we got the knack of recording this all statement, what comes next is the analysis of this all statement. Hence, here comes the next topic called as the financial analysis of hotel performance. We are going to navigate and we are going to compare these all statement either within themselves or with each other. And accordingly, we'll come up with the overall analysis. So this chapter definitely going to give us in what way we are going to analyze these all statements. So let's understand what are the content of this chapter. Definitely, this presentation is going to give us the key financial analysis as well as the techniques that are going to empower us so as to optimize the operation, make the informed decision. Obviously, the budgeted aim or the planned aim over here is to maximize the profitability. We'll also look into the ratio analysis, the trend analysis, the comparison or the benchmarking that has been available, and their application so as to take the strategic business decision. Now, we would be taking a ratio analysis as one of the important parameters for the analysis. Now, what do you mean by ratio? Ratio is a comparison within the items that have been reflected in the same statement, or the correlation of the item that may be reflected in one statement and compared it with the item that may be reflected in some other statement. For example, the gross profit ratio. The gross profit can be compared with the sales, so that being called as within the same statement, both the figures are been available. Or we are going to compare, or we are going to include the debtors turnover ratio. In a debtors turnover ratio, we would be picking up the item that are maybe reflecting in two different statements. We would be comparing the total revenue, especially the credit sales, divided by the total debtors. So debtors would be reflected into our balance sheet and the credit sales reflected into our trading and our P&L account. Thus, ratio is going to give us the comparison. Ratio maybe would be available on the basis of the times or a percentage. This is nothing but a 2-into-2 comparison. Unless and until we won't compare with anyone, what all the look we would be getting is business running smooth. As and when we are going to compare it, definitely we may analyze that there might be something or somewhat which is not going good in the overall business. For example, I may say we have achieved 1 lakh rupees sales or 1 lakh rupees profit. Now, as and when I'm saying 1 lakh rupee profit, for a layman, it would be a good situation. But as and when we're going to compare the profit with the sales, if the sales is going to be 1 crore, just think how much would be the profit generated in a percentage. Obviously, it is low, and therefore ratio plays an important role. The statements which we have discussed in the previous chapter is just going to give us the static situation. Whereas this chapter will take deep dive and compare the important items with each other and try to analyze where exactly the business stands at any point of a time. So the role of the hotel accountant is not only to devise the statement, but also to do a comparison and to analyze that where exactly we stand at any particular point of a time. Hence, we would be taking a deep dive into a ratio analysis. The first ratio is the profitability ratio. The profitability ratio tries to give us that in what way the income is being generated and how the expenses are being paid out of it. We may go to compare over here the gross profit with the total revenue. The operating profit would be compared with the total revenue. Or by paying off all the dues, what remains in our hand is called as a net profit. Net profit would be compared with the overall sales. Thus, the overall profitability can be analyzed. For example, if the GP is 30%, that is gross profit ratio is 30%, and NP is 5%, net profit is 5%, which means the net profit is quite low as compared to GP, which means operating expenses are more in the business. We have to devise a strategy so as to reduce the operating expenses. And hence, the ratio analysis plays an important role so as to take the analysis-oriented decision. Next come is the solvency ratio as well as the efficiency ratio. Solvency ratio analyzes or underlines the creditworthiness before issuing any funding. It gives us the understanding or the ability to pay off the long-term loans. So it sees or it assesses the hotel's ability so as to meet the long-term debt obligation. So, debt to equity ratio is one of the ideal example of the solvency ratio. So, whether the business has been run by the owned capital, that is the equity, or it has been run by the borrowed capital, that can be analyzed by the solvency ratio. The times of interest earned ratio shows the ability to cover the interest payment. A low ratio definitely signals the potential difficulties, which means we do have a capacity, but we are not utilizing the solvency ratio in a way it has to be. Thus, solvency also plays an important role so as to analyze our creditworthiness. Then comes the liquidity ratio. Liquidity is going to give us that how much liquidity a business maintained so as to pay off the short-term obligations. The common example of the liquidity ratio would be the current ratio. The current ratios is inclusive of the current assets divided by current liability. The current ratios or the current assets are the assets, those assets which can be converted in the form of the cash are being compared with the current liabilities. The quick ratios, there are a few items in the balance sheet that can be quickly converted in the form of cash. Over here, the cash plays an important role. So at any point of a time, how much liquidity we do have in our hand so as to pay off our dues can be underlined with the help of this ratio. This also is one of the pioneer ratio that need to be considered while maintaining the bank accounting and the financial statement of hotel business. Then comes the efficiency ratio. Efficiency ratio analyzes how effectively hotel is utilizing its resources to generate the income. It is generally being calculated as dividing all the expenses by the revenue. If this ratio is somewhat improvised, definitely, which means that our expenses are lesser as compared to our revenue. This ratio measures in what way the resources have been utilized in comparison to the income generated. For example, one of the important rate of the efficiency is the occupancy rate. The occupancy rate indicates how much room capacity we have, and in comparison to that, how many rooms are being occupied. Maximum the occupancy rate, maximum would be the efficiency of the business so as to generate the profit. Revenue per room also combines both the holistic revenue way. The analysis of these ratios give us the operational efficiency and the way we can improvise the operations so as to have the cost control opportunities in the long run. Turnover ratio is also being considered as one of the way of the efficiency ratios. We can take into consideration the debtors turnover ratio. Over here, the sales is been compared with the outstanding debtors. We do have a creditors turnover ratio as well. The purchases are being considered with the outstanding creditors. We do have an inventory turnover ratio as well, in which the COGS has been compared with the stock that has been outstanding. So overall, the efficiency has been calculated that what are the ways available and how many times it may take so as to convert the debtors into actual revenue, the purchases into actual revenue, or the investment into inventory into actual revenue. And therefore, it's going to give us the perfect efficiency of the business at any point of a time. So here comes the key financial ratios that have been utilized. First one is TRAPAR, that is total revenue per available room. So there would be ample of rooms available into a hotel business. It's going to give us all revenue sources, including room, meals, and business per room available. Definitely, it's going to cover that what are the revenues we would be generated per room that we are leasing. Then comes is the cost kind of ratios. In the previous ratio, in the first ratio, we have compared the revenue available. In the next ratio, we will be calculating the cost, that is the labor cost per available room. So how much labor cost we may need so as to maintaining, so as to cleaning the room, so that all will be calculated. It has been calculated by dividing the total labor cost by the total number of rooms available. Then comes the GOPAR. That is gross operating profit per available room. So total revenue minus the cost of a labor, what remains is the gross profit. We are combining previous two ratios and we are arriving at this third ratio. This ratio is being used to assess how the profitability on the basis of room can be measured. So GOPAR is going to give us the profitability indicator per room available. Then we do have a holistic approach in which we may go ahead with ROI, ROE, or ROA, or ROS. Return on investment is going to measure the profitability based on what all the capital investment we would be doing. The capital investment would be in the form of the tangible assets or maybe in the form of the working capital so as to run the business. The ROE has been called as a return on equity. What are the equities we have taken? The shareholders' fund would get compared with the profitability, and how much shareholders earned on their investment would be calculated in the ROE ratio. Next comes is the return on sales. How much sales we have generated has been compared with the NP as well as GP. So it in total would be covering the profitability ways of the business, maybe in the form of GP, maybe in the form of NP, maybe in the form of operation ratios. Now, one of the important another way besides the ratio analysis has been called as a trade analysis. Trade analysis is year-on-year comparison. Unless and until we won't do a year-on-year comparison, we will not get whether we are growing or not in the coming days. Not necessarily it should be YOY, that is a year-on-year comparison. We can do month-on-month comparison as well. It definitely going to give us the pattern which we are following. Is it going to be a growth pattern, declining pattern, stagnant pattern, or absolutely the flat pattern? Thus, trend analysis is comparing with the previous year's data, or say previous quarter's data, or say previous month pattern, and accordingly establishing a relationship and devising the strategies accordingly. Thus, one of the important ways is to identify the trend. Tracking the financial statement over the time is going to give us the trend in which the revenue may be gained, the expenses paid off, and the profitability generated in the business. The trend analysis also going to highlight which all are the seasons that are the peak time for the businesses. So it may analyze if there would be any seasonal pattern. If the customers are demanding our hotel only during that particular season, then we can devise a strategy of season. What all are the ways we can attract the customer during the off-season period? That can be analyzed if we are going to utilize the trend pattern. Proactive problem solving is also one of the important trend analysis. For example, check the hilly area hotel. Hilly area hotel would be generally demanded into a winter season. Off-season strategies or a proactive problem would be how to attract the customers during the summers. Summers are also being called as a vacation period. So we can arrange somewhat the trekking kind of facilities or trekking kind of attractive destinations so as to attract many customers or many guests into our hotels. We can also come up with the swimming pool kind of a way and giving the bonus if you are going to come up in the groups. The school picnics, the college picnics can be also worked as the proactive strategy so as to attract the off-season guest. Thus, this strategy is to adjust and improvise the performance before the issue escalates out of our hand. Then we do have a comparative analysis. Comparative analysis is we would be comparing with the internal as well as with the external benchmark. Internal best benchmark, like we would be having the room revenue as a major revenue oriented department. We would be having food and beverage department as well. We can do a comparison. While selling the rooms, how much is the revenue? The food and beverage department, how much is the revenue? If we are renting the premises of the hotel, how much is the revenue? If we are selling the garbage, how much is the revenue? So the internal benchmark would get compared and the profitability or the responsibility centers so as to generate the maximum profit can be highlighted. External, we can have the key program or key process indicators like as ADR, RevPAR or margins that been compared with our rivals that have been available. So we are importantly what matters is to whom we are considering as our competitors or rivals. And we have to keep an eye on their income and the accounting statement regularly. We have to make the comparison every now and then. And accordingly, we have to devise the third important point, that is a continuous improvement. So not only we have to compare within ourselves, we have to look at the external people as well and accordingly devising a strategy. So that a 360 holistic view to generate the profit can be achieved. Thus, regularly assessing the performance against the internal as well as external data forces will give us the continuous improvement. It also identifies the areas for the efficient gains and improvise guest experiences in the long-term horizon. Now, how this all analysis would be utilized as the decision-making tool. So these all are the six parameters I have given called as an investment decision. It can be utilized for funding terms. It can be utilized for debt management. Overall operational efficiency can be improvised. Pricing strategies can be devised and the strategic planning can be done. We're going to see these all ways one by one. We'll start with the investment decision. As and when the business grows, definitely we need more and more funds. maybe to achieve the economies of scale or maybe to achieve the economies of scope. So as to have the economies of scale and scope, what we need is the investors who are going to somewhat analyze our solvency and keep and trust on our business ideology. It provides a crucial data for evaluating the potential investment opportunities. It helps us to determine how much return on investment, return on assets, return on equities we may gain, but at the same time, it may highlight that which are the risk levels if I'll go ahead with economies of scale or economies of scope by considering the seasonality of the hotel industry. Thus, it's going to give us the overall financial viability of the project, and accordingly, it may be considered as an attractive option to the number of investors into my business. Next come is the funding terms. There may be number of investors who would be interested so as to invest into my business. But what are the funding terms I should agree upon? Thus, these all like the ratio analysis, the comparative statement, these all ways would be going to give me a ways by which I can put forward the funding terms. For example, cash flow is going to give me the identification that what would be my liquidity position at any point of a time and how much percentage of interest I may be able to push if YOY or per year, per annum basis of the fixed oriented debt obligation I'm entering into. On the basis of the static situation that is being analyzed via the cash flow statement, I can negotiate the favorable funding terms. This is going to secure me at the best rates and the conditions for the loan and investments. Debt management. Now, debt to equity ratio plays an important role. How much debt has been introduced in my business? Debt do have its own advantages and equity do have its own advantages. Debt is the short-term kind of obligation. Equity is the long-term kind of obligation. Debt, the percentage is fixed, how much we have to pay. Equity, we may pay or we may not pay. If we won't pay consecutively, the shareholders may lose interest and they'll start withdrawing their shares from our company. So, we have to take a maximum precaution while introducing debt or equity into our financial statement. If we do have a trust that sufficient amount of the profit would be generated and the liquidity is being maintained so as to pay off the debt obligation per annum, I can definitely enter for the debt obligation. But in the initial stage, I may go ahead with the equity because the setup time of the business would be not an annum. It may take 2 years, 3 years, 4 years so as to start generating the profit, so as to start having a return on my investment. Thus, we have to take the interest coverage ratio into consideration and managing the debt effectively, analyzing the financial risk and ensuring the long-term stability has been analyzed with the debt management. Next comes is the operational efficiency. Now, which are the key performance indicators so as to improve our operational efficiency that have been calculated over here? For example, the occupancy rate, average daily rate of the walk-ins, or revenue available per room, cost per room, the gross profit per room is going to give us the operational efficiency. How much I'll be earning for the operating the room service, that all would be identified as. It is going to definitely give me the improvement in the operational efficiency. The cost cutting as well as increased profitability also would be highlighted with the operational efficiency. In nutshell, it's going to compare overall our expenses with the income and going to give us the way by which the expenses can be cut down. Next come is the pricing strategy. These all statements or say the pattern is going to give me the way by which I can make the modification in the pricing. Definitely during the peak season, I may keep the price somewhat uplift. If I'm new in the business, I'm going to come up with skim the cream kind of a strategy, like keeping price somewhat low in the initial stage. Once established, once we have created our goodwill, improvise the price. In the off-season period, we can come up with a pricing strategy as the group booking discount, swimming pool as the improvised service. The trekking would be another attraction with which the booking can be improvised. The tour guide or the local sightseeing also would be included into one of the attachment of the overall servicing. So these all kind of a pricing strategies we can develop. Ultimate aim of the pricing strategy is again maximizing the revenue and the profitability off season, on season, weekdays or as in weekends. So there should be a same pattern, maybe off season, on season, weekends and weekdays of the revenues. There shouldn't be any up downs. We shouldn't give any strategy or any scope so as to have the up down pattern in our revenue. It should be always moving up if we're going to have a YOY comparison. It also going to give us the way so as to plan strategically. If there would be a tremendous demand for our room, how many rooms are serving and how many rooms are out of service can be analyzed quickly, and out of service rooms can be bring into our revenue center quickly. That kind of a planning we have to do. We can also analyze that why the rooms have been out of service. We can analyze that how many rooms on an average is being out of service. Also, we can concentrate on the sustainability issue that is included into our 12th edition of the Usali pattern. Energy, water and the weather conservative factors can be analyzed per room as well. So how the room can be converted so as to save the energy, water and the power can be analyzed with the strategic planning. So a future investment expansion and the overall business strategy, that is economics of whether to go with the economic of scale or economic of scope, can be analyzed with the strategic planning.